say the main law. The end of the it's mutter, just a minute to avoid it whenever possible. It's not possible, isn't it? So the Mephoshim have two kashas on this Gemara. The Taz asks a kasha that his man on Mishnah, it's clear that only the Kohen said the Brach Shalachaneha, and the Shri said the Brach Shalachaneha, the last one said the Brach Shalachaneha. So what does the Gemara say? The reason why we don't allow Hafsachet, the reason why we don't allow Hafsachet, and the Pesach and the Kosha, is because Zayn Abedin, Shri Yehi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Rabbi feels awkward that the same brachas to him and that you're reading promise for the Bnei Yisrael, doesn't mean the same brachas to him. Nobody says any brachas. The Pesach says not neither the first aliyah nor the rest aliyah. And with Bana Mishnah is recording all these things. With Bana Mishnah, only the Kohen said the brach shalach anecha, and the last service said the brach shalach anecha. The people in the middle didn't say any brachas. That's the Taz's kash. So the Taz has a chiddush of the therapy. He says that with Bana Mishnah, this was always the same. That really every other had to say Brach Shalom Panel and Brach Shalom Panel. But the Ma'am Mishnah, when everybody was sitting in shul and it was quiet and there was no running in and out, there were no Nechnasim and Yotzin. So the Kohen said the Brach Shalom Panel, everybody had in mind to be Yotzin with that Brach Shalom Panel, just in case they'll get an Aliyah. So the Levi and the Shlishi and the Revi, when they get their Aliyah, they don't have to recite the Brach Shalom Panel because it's already been recited before and they all paid attention, they had in mind to be Yotzin. And then the last person says the Brach Shalom Achareha, not the only the last person has to say the Brach Shalom Achareha. Everybody has to say, every other has to say the Brach Shalom Achareha. Except that what? That we assume that all of the people who got an Aliyah are going to stay till the end. So they will hear the last Doyle, they'll hear the Shvi say the Brach Shalom Achareha, and they'll be Yaitzi then for their Aliyahs as well. Them is Ma'a Gemara in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, but Neha Haknos and Neha Yotzi, some of the people would get an Aliyah who had come in late. So they hadn't heard the Kohen of Brach Shalom Panel. And some of the people who got an Aliyah will be leaving early, so they won't be able to wait till the Brach Shalom Panel will list so to rely on that. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel had to say, you shouldn't rely anymore on Shemei Kohen. All of the Olim following the Kohen should not rely on Shemei Kohen to be able to with his Brach Shalom Panel. And all of the Olim preceding the Shvi should not rely on the Brach Shalom Panel of the Shvi, because they may not last that long, they may not wait till the end. They may be talking in the end, whatever. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel didn't change the whole takana. The Taz said, they just said, don't rely on Shemei Kohenet. Have everybody say Zom Brach Shalom Panel and Zom Brach Shalom Panel. But the Zman HaMishnah group for the Taz claimed, the Chiddush, Taz and Hechaz Rosh Chodesh, right before the Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Zidim of when you lay in the Pesach, and when you lay in all the special Kriyas HaTeiris, so has the Zidim not being Mapsik in the Pesach. So the Taz claims that the Zman HaMishnah also, if somebody would get, let's say, the Chamishi or the Shishi would get an Aliyah, if he wants to, he can say Zom Brach Shalom Panel, Zom Brach Shalom Panel. He doesn't have to rely on Shemei Kohen to be Yotzi the Brach Shalom Panel that he heard from the Kohen, the Yotzi Brach Shalom Panel that he's going to hear from the Shvi. He can say Zom Brach Shalom Panel if he wants. Therefore, even this Maha Mishnah, once in a while, somebody would say Zom Brach Shalom Panel, Shalom Panel, Aliyah. Therefore, the Gemara says, we don't allow Hoysachis in the middle of the Teichachir in order that nobody should say any brachas on the Teichachir. Because once in a while somebody would say a bracha on his own aliyah.
Why not just tell them to make sure
he not to say a bracha. Why don't you just tell them not to say a bracha? Yeah. That's a kash on the top. Right. That's a time against the top. There's another problem. The Ritvot seems to disagree with the Taz. The Ritvot and the Gilev, when he speaks about the takana that the Gemara says was instituted in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, when they had a chnas, when they had yotzim, that every oiler says his own bracha shalakana shalakra. So the Ritvot seems to word it as follows, that the Zman HaMishnah, the Takona was, for the whole Kriyas HaTorah constitutes one unit. So you only need a Brach Shalom Panel, one Brach Shalom Panel, for the whole unit of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. And the Zman Rabbi Shmuel, they made a new Takona to treat every Aliyah as a separate unit, therefore requiring a Brach Shalom Panel and a Brach Shalom Panel for each and every Aliyah. So the Pashtus of the Ritvot is against the Taz Mepurish, that in Ma'am Mishnah, nobody would be allowed to say a Brach Shalom Panel or a Brach Shalom Panel in the middle Aliyah. So if that's so, the way you tie it, just telling people not to say a Brach Shalom Panel, Shalom Panel. Would they make a takana? What's the shop anymore? That you don't allow a stuff that's in the middle of the Tesla, because we don't want people to say Brach on the Tlalas, on the Tesla. No one's going to say Brach anyway, because Ma'am Mishnah. And the Mishnah records this takana that you're not allowed to make Hoysachos in the middle of the Tevah. That's one parallel of the Kashas. thousands cash. Then there's another cash that Rabbi Yankee can give us. On the Gemara, what do you mean Ezra made a kafana that they should lay the Teichachim with his son before Rosh Hashanah, and the Teichachim with his son side before Shavuot? This is neither the way we practice the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, but we complete the whole Torah once a year, every year, and we make a seal on some Chastorah. So it works out that the Chukosai will leave somewhere near Shavuot, so it's trying to make a kafana that you should seek with it, you should daf kalena before Shavuot. Rig the service in such a way, arrange them in such a way that the Chukosai should always come out the second Shabbos before Shavuot, and arrange it in such a way that Yisavai should always come out the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Minig B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra was in Eretz Yisrael, according to Takana said Ezra was in Eretz Yisrael when he came back. So Ezra's Takana, how did that apply in Eretz Yisrael? They complete the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah every 3 years. They don't finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah every year. How does it come out that every year you'll never have? How are you ever going to have a Chukosai before Shavuot? If you suffer before Rosh Hashanah. So I'm going to have prayer in order to answer the second kash, in order to answer the kash of the Rabbi Yankee Ben Yalachor, you must say that this Takana says there was a certain Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, even if you're not blaming the Parshas of Shavuot, of the Chukosai, the Parshas of Shavuot is not to suffer. It's like Parshas Zohar and Parshas Torah and Parshas HaFedish and Parshas Shkomer. The separate Kriya, in addition to whatever happens to the if it's Parshas HaShavua, also, the Yotze Tu Chiyumi, you can kill two birds with one foot. The Yotze Bot Chiyum, the Chiyuva Kriya's Parshas HaShavua, and the Chiyuva Takana tells you, the Leinu tells you before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah with one Kriya. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and are laying the Torah in 3 years, so the Parshas HaShavua is going to be whatever, Noyah, Parshas Noyah, this week. But the second Takana says, in addition to Parshas Noyah, whatever happens to be the Parshas HaShavua, you should also learn a Parshas HaTeichecha. This Teichecha before Shavuot and that Teichecha before Rosh Hashanah.
Isn't it out of consonance? The reason of the Parshas is shouldn't they act towards it? If you're on a 3 year cycle, you're going to say, well, that only apply to you, but we come out afterwards. What's the reason for it? If you want to learn now, so it shouldn't come out after Rosh Hashanah. If we're not going to learn it the whole year, we can just say, well, I'm every 3 years and the cycle comes out that. Either maybe before, maybe after,
but then
we bring it
to
the
end.
We're not
going
to
look at
the whole year.
The time, I don't know.
Is this the
time?
I mean, we should be afterwards, and
then
we're supposed to say
goodbye
really at the end.
The end of the year. To conclude the year with the
reading
of the table. That's how these are coming from. That's how they say. Not so much to arrange that it should be read before, not it, but rather to read the text before. Before the year comes to a close, to demonstrate that the clothes belong to the old year, and the new year is going to have only brothers. That means there are other people to choose. So that the brothers will be found, the clothes will always belong to the old year.
That's it. We hold the red, also pass out the question was, and so for Shana, we hold the red, both by both times. It's an extra cash anyway, because it's not here.
Right, yes.
It's still being considered the problems of the times.
In addition, right, like Parshas Zohar.
Right, so which Tofa, did they read both Tofa, one of the Parshas was coming from Rosh Hashanah, all times the same Parshah?
No, I think the Gemara says that the Takana was to read this Teichecha before Shavuot and that Teichecha before Rosh Hashanah. I think. So some Achronim say that the Teretz, that Kasha answers the Taz's Kasha as well. That although normally we don't require a bracha on every aliyah, you only need a bracha on the whole unit of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. All the seven aliyahs Bizman HaMishnah constituted one unit of Kriyas HaTorah, like the Ritvoz Lashon seems to imply. And Bizman HaMishnah, only the Kohen said the bracha Shalapaneho, and the Shvi said the bracha Shalapreho, but that was only for the regular Kriyas HaTorah Parshas HaShavuah. But let's say you would have a separate Kriyas HaTorah, let's say a separate unit of Parshas Zohar. So let's say you'll give Nikar Adin, Nikmar has a machlekes with a machter earlier than Yeshiva, machter zahar earlier than Yeshiva. The halacha that says that you have to give seven aliyahs, does that mean seven including machter? Or it means seven, and then in addition you have to have a machter. So Nikar Adin, the Rabbein Tam says, we pass the machter is oiler than Yeshiva. Nikar Adin, the machter could have been one of the seven. We choose not, every Shabbos we make for herself. Even in shuls where they never make any hasafas, they're always making hasafas that are in the tamsis, because they always give seven aliyahs. And then they say kadim, then they say mafta later on. So mafta is not oiler than minyan shiva, but we pass it is oiler. So that's already a hasafas. Rabbi Natan says, why do we do that? in order to be yoytei, they call our days. Since it's one opinion of the Gemara, the master is not oiler than the yeshiva. The master should be separate from the seven aliyos. Even on the Ikarat, we don't pass them like that. We don't accept that view. From a rider and a tainus, Rabbi Nachman says the Gemara says like that. And the tainus of the chapan afkumina. The tainus is when you're not allowed to make any way stop it, and you have to lay master to minchu lay master. So you give three aliyos, and the third oiler is the master. But you give three aliyos, and then in addition you call up a fourth oiler. And the fourth oiler gets an Ali, and then he says Ma'af. So that's a very, you can't, you're not allowed to be Moisit. You're not allowed to make myself a son of Tainus Tiba or on Kalamoy. So the Ikra then we pass him, Shlishi is the Ma'af.
Is there
an
approach that we can make
myself a son? Right, but that's a proof that the Ikra then you may make myself a son. Because every other also gives five on you. And then we say Kaddish, and then we say Ma'af. The Rabbeinu comes to that based on the assumption that you're allowed to make myself a son. Right, we do it all the time. But we don't make additional high suffers, because the Ran says, the Ran quotes one view that you're not permitted to make yourself and you're not performing on Shabbos. And we correct it, we don't really pass them like the Ran. We really pass them like the Tosfos, like the Rabbi and Shabbos. But we always make our suffers on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. So the, let's say this man, let's say you give Parshas HaShavua and Parshas HaChodesh. Parsha Zohar, whatever. Let's say you'll say Machter is earlier than the Yeshiva. So you give six aliyahs in the Parsha of Shavua. The seventh aliyah will be the Machter. So who will say the Bracha Shalafanah Shalachareh of what? Bizman HaMishnah. Bizman is everybody says the Bracha. Bizman HaMishnah, who will say Bracha Shalafanah Shalachareh? According to the Mizvah, I'll be Tashdus. The Kohen says the Bracha Shalafanah. The Shishi says the Bracha Shalachareh, because that's when you're finishing the Kriya Sator of the Parsha of Shavua. And then the Machter was the Shvi. I have to say, a separate bracha of Akhanah Shalachareh, because the Parsha Zohar is a separate Takhana. That's certainly a separate unit. That doesn't blend in with the Parsha Shavua. The Ritzvah says the Bizman HaMishn, only the Kohen said the bracha of Akhanah, and the last oil of the Shvi said the bracha of Akhanah, because the whole Kriya Satara was one unit of one Chiyu, one mitzvah of Kriya Satara. But if one day you have to lay two units of Kriya Satara, you have to lay the Parsha Shavua Takhana, and another Takhana Parsha Zohar, then that Parsha, the oil of the Parsha Zohar has to say separate brachas. So the Nachos Yaakov on the bottom of the Masechta Sofrim comments like this. Just like on a Parsha Zohar, we say, on a Shabbat Parsha Zohar, you would have to have separate brachas for the Parsha Zohar, Parsha Shkol, and a Torah, whatever. So too, for the Parsha Satechecha, what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? They would lay Parsha HaShavu, and then they have to lay at the end, Parsha Satechecha. When they had the 3-year cycle, so they have to lay Satechecha as a separate unit of Kriya. So even we, who lay the whole Kriya Satechecha every year, once a year, every year, well, you actually both the union with the one Kriya, Parshas Vayikra, but still, this is a unit within a unit. So the Aliyah in the middle of the Parshas Vayikra that has the Teichach in it has to have its own brachas. Has to have a brachas and a brachas Shalachara. That's a separate unit. So based on this, and Nachlas Yaakov says that even with Mana Mishnah, when the people in the middle of Aliyah didn't say brachas before and after their Aliyah, but the one who got the Teichach had to say Bracha Shalachanah and Bracha Shalachareh. That's what the Mishnah said, that if you make all his stuff in the middle of the Teichach, the new fellow who gets there, he will also have to say Bracha Shalachanah and Shalachareh. The question, why should that be so? You already say, no, but the whole Teichach should constitute one unit. So whatever the unit is, he says Bracha before the beginning and Bracha at the end of the end. Wherever the end is, in the middle, whoever's going to get all his stuff in the middle won't be saying a Bracha anyway. I don't know. It's Akasha and his Teresh. Akasha and his Teresh. But that's what he says. But even the Zman HaMishnah would appear that although normally they never said brachas, the middle oilim never said brachas on the Kriya Satara, but when it came to the Teichach, the Davka there is a din that you have to say a brachas. If you make a yourself in the middle of the Teichach, then you will be requiring even the Zman HaMishnah a brachas in the middle of the Teichach, and that's what the Gemara says we don't want. In the din, that our brachas should be listening to praises about himself, and his children should be listening, doing so. Should be listening to scary curses about themselves. So that's why the Pasuk say that because it's a Magid's minig is in Brahma. Because it's a Magid, I'm going to fit that minig. When it comes to the Tezacha, nobody gets the Aliyah. So someone gets the Tezacha, so they lay the Brahmas, and then when they finish the Brahmas, then he says the Brahma, Shanasa Manatara, then the period at the end. And then the Valkyrie just lanes, and Lois Ishmu just lanes. No one gets the Aliyah at all. No one says the Brahma before, no one says the Brahma after. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and other poskim have too, but they say that it's not right. So the Gemuchas from the Gemara that you do have to have brachas before and after the Teichach. The Dafke, even if you can't even revert back to the Takanat HaMishnah over here, Because even though the Gemara Mishnah, the middle item, didn't say brachas, but the Taz already points out that there's something strange going on here. It would appear that on the face of it, they did say, or they could have said brachas, or you're supposed to say brachas and akos yankis. That's what the poskim say, that it's not right. That one can, change back the minig in that shul, back to the minig the way it was with Gemara Rishonim, without a great machlok, it would be commended. How much do you have to spend? No. But this man is that we don't have such tradition that they get their This is just nachima. They should not knock the Bali at first, and they have to get time on the right, and that's a knock. You don't have the hard brushes that they ever
have.
The Ramos says that the minute is that the Balkari usually does not get any aliyah except for the Tayyip. That's what the Ramos says. The Balkari usually does not get an aliyah. A lot of shows the Gabon don't know that Ramos. They don't know both answers to the Ramos. Many times they do give the Balkari an aliyah. The Ramos seems to imply that the minute is the Balkari never gets any aliyah. That's the Tayyip that they don't call up Yaman Abalkari, he just takes it without calling anybody else. And in other communities, that would mean that they call up whoever wants the other. Yaman Mishi Yirtse. The Mishnah Brewer says it does mean that the Gabbai called out Yamod, Mishi Yirtse. It doesn't mean like that. And some shows they do like that. Some shows they call out Yaman Mishi Yirtse, and people go and they fight. Some shows they claim some people fight since it says in them, oh, Yaman Mishi Yirtse, they claim that a lady can also get the other. It's a little ridiculous. Yaman Mishi Yirtse means even if it's a son or a lady. Stay for them, Shulchan Aruch. You don't need to find your lady in the middle of the line to it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yalam Mishayirtzah just means the Gabbai should go, yes, who wants to take it? But whoever volunteers, Mishayirtzah, should volunteer. Then the Gabbai calls out, Yamot, plenty then plenty. Let me call out Yalam
Mishayirtzah.
See, there was a big machlokes years ago by the founding fathers, I think, whether you should, how to understand the Constitution, whether you have a strict interpretation a loose interpretation. No? So the same thing on the Shulchan Aruch. Some people translate the words of Shulchan Aruch mamash literally. Yama Mishayirtzah. Or the Mishnah Berurah has like that also. The Ramah writes on Simchas Torah. Many shul, the meaning is that you lay in Parshas from Dorot. On Simchas Torah by night. You lay in Parshas from Dorot. So where's Parshas from Dorot? Matis. Parshas Matis. So some people follow what the Ramah says. They took out a Sefer Torah. The lame parshas from Dorim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's utterly ridiculous. What are the lame parshas from Dorim for? The Ramah means a different thing. It's a Yiddish expression, Vishanada. When you make a Mishapera, it says Babushanada. The parshas from Dorim means those parshas in the Torah that people usually are menader a lot of money to get. Like the Yitanocho, or Birchas Yaakov, or Birchas Moshe, or the happy parts of Matovo, like a Yankiv. The good parts of the fat aliyahs throughout the whole Chumash. That people usually bid a lot of money to buy. That's called Parshios Nadorim. It doesn't mean Parshios Nadorim. There's no reason why you should learn Parshios Nadorim in Matas. You learn a Likud of the happy parts of the whole Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end. But he writes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that there were communities, like there are communities where they say Yam and Misha Yirtz, so there are communities where they learn Parshios Nadorim.
Why does
someone
say that generally
the Balkari
doesn't get Aliyah?
The Ramah doesn't give the reason, but the reason is found in Tosfos. Tosfos says that why do we have an institution of a Balkori Bizman Hazeh? Bizman HaGemor, it's obvious that every person who got an Aliyah had a lay in his own section. The Tosfos says we have made a Takana Kadesh Lo Lavashis Mishayna Yodeya. That one person says the Kriya to everybody, and nobody says for himself. So if the Balkori ever gets an Aliyah, so he's saying for himself. That's Rav Soloveitchik kind of about a Bar Mitzvah boy. The Bar Mitzvah boy is taught to learn the Parshat HaShavua, and then he gets Maftir, and then he says the Aliyah for himself. So, strictly speaking, according to the Ramah, it's not correct. So the Ramah says the Balkar should never get an Aliyah. Right, so that's not so bad. So people say, alright, so the whole reason is Kadesh Lalavash is Mishani Adeya, but the kid's learning the whole Sedris, that's not so bad. But in many places, the kid only learns his own Aliyah. The Balkari lanes for the other seven people. And then the kid only gets mapped and lanes for himself. So that's mamish the violation. That's exactly the takana that Tosha says So he instituted that a person should never say his own aliyah. That they shouldn't embarrass the other seven people who got aliyahs. That only the bar mitzvah bacher knows how to lay, and the others don't know how to lay. Today, people are not insulted. They don't feel bad because they know that the poor kid had a chazarayin for 10 years until he got his steps. They weren't preparing. They weren't practicing. So they're not embarrassed. But that's what Tzadik says. Made a takana. Similar to the Mishnah by Bikurim, that it says originally whoever knew how to say Arami Yavid Ali on his own said on his own. Whoever didn't know, so they're trying not to help him say. And then the farmers were embarrassed to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. They had to stand on line, and the 10 guys before them said Baal Peh, they had on the wall. Parshas Arami Yavid Ali, and they rattled it off on their own. And then this poor guy doesn't know how to read Hebrew, so they had to say it for him, and he had to be Yotzi by listening to them. The Medin Takon is that no one is allowed to say his own Arami Yavid Ali. The coin says for everybody. So that's what Tyson says. The Medin Takon is that you have a Baal Kori, the coin for everybody. But the Ramos says that the Medin is that the Baal Kori should never get an Aliyah, except for the Teichach. Except for the Strictly speaking, that's what it says, literally seems to say in the Shulchan Aruch, in the places, that no one should ever save themselves. That's the shayla we mentioned already, that the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, it's quoted by the Shmuel, which we discussed in the other day, that a Kosin really should say that you have saved him for himself, for the conditions on Mitzvah. But for the Shulchan Aruch, it's been shayla yadeh, as some Hassan won't know how to read Hebrew, even with the Nekud, and then the Takana, the rabbi always says that there are service in everybody. So what if the rabbi is a bacha? And the rabbi gets married. So does he have to get one of the balabatim? There's no other rabbi in town. Nothing you'll see. No other rabbi. He's the only rabbi in the whole village. He marries one of the girls there. So does he have to get one of the balabatim to take the birchas service to him? So the person right on the side of Ebenezer that he doesn't have to. Since he's the rabbi, so the takone kedusha levashis misheni yadeh doesn't apply. So the same thing really should apply to the balkore. And when the Balkari gets an Ali, he doesn't have to get somebody else to lay for him. Everybody knows he's the Balkari that he practices. That's his job. So if he's going to lay for himself, he won't be Mavayish and the other people, because they know that that's his field. But still, the Ramoa does write such a meaning, that the only time the Balkari should get an Ali, when he's laying in, he should always try to see to it. He should only get the Ali of the Teichach. And then you don't have to call him up. He's there already. Right? He's there. What do you have to say, Yamla? If someone's not there, you call him up. If the guy's stealing it, you have to say him. Yeah. Right. He's right there. I think so. Whoever's there already, you have to call him Yano. I have to say to him up. Maybe. Okay. Strictly speaking, yeah, you don't have to. If you know who he is, you don't have to. And the other day, has on Derek Hasidus, he says that, I don't understand how he gets this, he says that getting Ali is like Hakrobus Hakrobon. It's a little bit. It brings a little bit of a mark, not too good of a mark. But getting Ali is like Hakrobus Hakrobon. What's the raya? Because it says that we make our prophets on Sukkot, we walk around the Sefer Torah on the Bima, like we walk around in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeah. So you see, when you say Sefer on the Bima, it's like the Mizbeah. It's with the Bira Agrorai. The Sefer on the Bima is like the Mizbeah in the Beis HaMikdash. And we say in the Kinnis, that after the book Beis HaMikdash, Eilam Ashir, Raka Tener HaLev. The only thing that's left over from the Beis HaMikdash is the Sefer Torah. What does the Sefer Torah got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? You see, the Sefer Torah has something to do with Korbanos. Doesn't mean to say that. But that's what the Avnei Nezer claims. He says, Mele, when a person gets an aliyah, it's like Hakrov and Hakrobon. And Mele, when you call him up, Yamot, Lengdon, that's like a Hakdosh. Mele. Everything follows the Mele. So that's like the Hakdosh. So just like when you magdash a korban, you have to say what the korban is. Is it a chatas? Is it an oile? Is it a shlomim? So too, the mele, father, you have to say yamot kloni, ben kloni. You can't say yamot, kohen, yamot, shishi. How does that even fall on the mele? The whole thing of this, we sent a letter to the in Frankfurt, to the Jews in Frankfurt, that they had a practice to call up the people and say, better it has great shenay. So they didn't have any names, so they're there, call up Yamod, Manfred, Ben, Adolf, or whatever. So, they changed it, so instead of calling up Pliny, Ben Pliny, they said Yamod, Kohen, Yamod, Levi, Yamod, Shlishi, Yamod, Levi. A lot of conservative shows that do the same, because they form, I don't know, they blame crazy or whatever. A lot of conservative shows that do the same thing. But Avner Neger has a tshuva that you're not allowed to give a shalom and hot. This is main time. You're not allowed to give a shalom and hot. You shouldn't do that. Just call up the way they always did, Pliny, Ben Pliny. And then he says, not only a minig, this minig makes sense. And then explains why it makes sense. The Torah is like half one, the other one is like half one. The one is like half one. Tell us if they're what? Could be, I don't know. Mogan Avram says that you're not allowed to call a father and a son one after the other by name, but the minute that they call Yam and Shvi, they don't call by name, so then Mogan Avram says you can call up Shishi and Shvi can be two fathers, two brothers. That's the name of Shvi. Then I find him say, then you can't call up they don't say call up Yamashvi, then you call them up by name, so there's no inquiry, they can call up two brothers or a father and a son. The Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch that when the Rambam quotes the early Akron, that when my wife falls out on Sunday, first is the minute to take the haircut on Friday. What's the reason for this? Because we get to this spiritual time. Original time was based on the Gemara. Gemara has it in. But one is in Avelis Rahman Litzlan, so the person is not permitted to take the haircut till after Shloshim. What happens is Shiva has ended already, and then Yom Tov comes. Yom Tov came over the Shloshim. So not only may he take a haircut after Yom Tov is over, let's say Shavuot is coming in the middle of Shavuot. So not only may he take a haircut after Shavuot, if Shavuot is coming in the middle of Shavuot, so just cancels the rest of Shavuot, and then he has to observe another 23 days of Avelos, of Shavuot. But if Shavuot comes after Shavuot is over already, in the middle of Shavuot, so then Shavuot is already Yom Tov for that matter, takes over the Shavuot, and the person doesn't have to observe the Avelos of Shavuot anymore. So not only after Shavuot, let's say the person finished Shiva and Shavuot falls out on Sunday. Is that possible? Let's say Shavuot falls out on Sunday. When Shavuot will come, then it's going to take over the Shavuot. But it didn't come yet. And he can't wait till Erev Shavuot. Let's say Erev Shavuot in Shabbat. You can't take a haircut on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, is he permitted to take a haircut on Friday, the Kovet Shavuot? So the Gemara says yes. Let's say Shabbos is the seventh day of Shavuot. Shabbos and Erev Shavuot. Shabbos Erev Yantav is the seventh day of Shiva. And the seventh day of Shiva in the morning we say Mitzvah Kufula. So I say that the Shiva is over and the Shloshim begins. And then when the Shloshim begins, then Yantav is going to come and knock off the Shloshim. So if he would have waited till Shabbos in the morning, he said, because then the Kula Yeshiva is over, and then he's only observing for the rest of the day, he's only observing Shloshim, and then comes Yantiv, and we can't call it Shloshim, so then he would be allowed to take a haircut, not only if the Yantiv passes, because it took over the Shloshim, even on Erev Yantiv. But now that Erev Yantiv is Shabbos, he can't see, he refuses to take a haircut, and Erev Shabbos is the sixth day of Shiva. The Bam is in the middle of Shiva, not even in the middle of Shloshim, it's in the middle of Shiva then. And the Maharaj still says that it's permissible. So that's what the Ramah calls in the documentary, he calls it the Maharid. That's what it is taken. Maharid. Men hei rei shiva. Maharid. Who's he run? That's why. The Ramah said it's the Maharid. So that's what it is. The Ramah calls it. It doesn't take the Ephraim Friday. The Maharid holds it. So the Ramah goes to the Maharid. But it's Mutter. Why? Based on that Gibor. Since Lach Baimer is a Yontif, and you're allowed to take the Ephraim on the Yontif, the problem is the Goyish of Babisham the Goyish of Babisham goes on Sunday because it's their house and on Shabbos we're not allowed to take care of. They're open on Shabbos but we're not allowed to take care of on Shabbos, so we want to take a haircut because it's like Baimah, which is a young thing. So Balaiz Breyer, we take the haircut in the middle of the Sphere of Mount, even though it's in advance of the young thing, we take the haircut on
Friday.
So then the Ramah wouldn't have any effort. Funny for the Ramah, there wouldn't be any effort. But Rav Shlomo Kugan decided to show up, he's a different time, Gansan a different time. He takes a different source. His time is that if Lagoyer is on Sunday, so back to back with Shabbos, the guy's going to wait till Sunday to take a haircut. We talk about Shabbos, he didn't take a haircut. This will constitute a bizarrion to Shabbos. This is from the Ashkenazi, the Mahari was from Germany. I don't know what this part is. What happens to the Moshe in the following case? Let's say that that person does the shaving scene. He wants to shave for that point. So shaping the barbershop is open on its own shop. The shaving shop is open on the barbershop. They have to shave the barbershop. Because the barbershops are closed. So this barbershop is open, so then it should only shave on the Sunday Shabbos. For like, we shouldn't shave on Shabbos. We shouldn't shave on Friday for Shabbos. Yeah. There's a machlokes what the story is regarding Lakvayim. Why? Those, let's say, those observe the other. This is the healthy sphere. Some have the meeting on the first 33 days. Then they only allow the Yavin Shemini to be a fool. Chava has a minute 34 days. You have to wait till the 34th day in the morning. Does that make sense? Rafa has a different minute that 33 days is a big sense. Cool in the morning of the 33rd day. According to that minute, Lakwaim is not a Yavin Shemini, because Lakwaim is the last day of the Yavin Shemini. And on the last day of the Yavin Shemini, the same experience is cool. So that's only by Yavin Shemini, not by Lakwaim, not the night before. Let's say, according to the other Minhagim, they start this year in the beginning of Avedah, start from Ashkodesh year, but then they shouldn't have any haircut at all to take the haircut on Rav. So why do they take the haircut? So those who are obviously low, so Rav Kwan is treated as some kind of a yontif. And that's even the Mechavad and Ramah also have Lakvayim as some kind of a yontif. That's why the meaning is that you don't take tapas, it's just the last day of Avedah, or they leave out tapas. So they're treated as a yontif. So there are really two, there are different Mechavim over here, whether they have to take the haircut on Lakvayim, because we say Yom Kippur, it's meant only by Yom. And not that it's a special holiday. It says that the Avelis is over, and that morning we can't do the law. No, it's not the end of the Avelis at all. Okay, the Avelis is going to continue. We're all in the middle now. And they have to, even if it is the end of the Avelis, they say they have to, because our son is a yontif. In which case, it should be a yontif, beit by yontif, beit by lilo. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, like the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is that people don't take it since he can get it. He waits for the hair till the morning, so he should wait. Then he can find the chasanim. If he's uncomfortable, now the chasanim in the daytime, then he's going to wait till Matzoi Lach time. A lot of people will be in Avelis again, will be in Sphere again. But then you are allowed to make a chasanim the night of Lach time. But they're really two different sheep. What's the hair come back? So the hair is based on, they claim it's really just the end of the Avelis, in which case there will be no hair to take the hair till the night before. The head is based on the fact that our grandma is a yontif, in which case the whole day is a yontif. The whole lot of grandma, the yom of Balai is a yontif. What does it commemorate? The yartet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Why is that a celebration? Why is that an occasion for celebration? You know, the Gemara says in Pesukah that when the Tzadik comes to heaven, and the Shaman comes back to heaven, the Gemara says that it's like a Yom HaDehilula, it's like a wedding day. Like the Chosim is so waiting for the Kala so eagerly for so long, and then they finally get married, so he's so happy to see his Kala. So the same thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends all the Neshamas to this world, so he sends them in a pure state. And most of the people dirty up the Neshamas. When the Neshama comes back to heaven, the Chosim is not so happy to see that Kala, the dirty Kala. But when the Shamba Vatsari comes back to heaven, nothing more sounds like a Yom HaDehilula, like a wedding day. It's not a wedding, we celebrate. That's why we celebrate, that's supposed to be the reason why we celebrate our Lach Baruch. We mentioned it's a big problem. The Poskim has big, some say it has big tzoros, explaining away why we're permitted to celebrate Lach Baruch, because it should be in violation of Baltos if you're adding on a Yontif over and above the Yom HaTeh mentioned in the Chodesh. And it's a yontif that God's Father still celebrates all over the world. If there's some person who's believing Al Tachnon. So, Rishi Ferlach, he says, believe Al Tachnon a lot of times. For no major reason. That doesn't really demonstrate a celebration. They make big bonfires and they make big parades and dancing and singing and they give off school or whatever. They make some special meal out of it. So then his mom is celebrated as a holiday, as a yontif and an international holiday. Then he asks, this should be in violation of the Kalalim of Megillas Tainus, that you're not permitted to establish a new yontif if it's begun to Klal Yisrael. Let's have some kind of a shot. Same problems the Rishonim have regarding Chamishos HaBe'ov. Chamishos HaBe'ov. So the Rekeach, the Talis goes to the Rekeach, that but for Megillas Tainus. So Chamishos HaBe'ov has to do with the Beis HaMikdash Gemara. It's celebrated all over the world. And then after the Beis HaMikdash goes to the Beis HaMikdash, she says, welcome to Gilas Dainas, you're not allowed to celebrate Chamishos HaBe'av. That's what the Tam HaShem said. In this print, it's that God's quote to the Rekeach, I think it's saying, that since welcome to Gilas Dainas, it is not Tisha B'Av today. And the Pisca says, it's not time to go like this. Since welcome to Gilas Dainas, it's not Tisha B'Av today. It's not Tisha B'Av today. It's not Tisha B'Av today. So that writing says, not Tesbav, Tesbav B'Av. The printer left out the book. Chamishos HaBe'av is a holiday. Tisha B'Av is not because there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's why we fast on Tisha B'Av. Chamishos HaBe'av is a holiday celebrating the Hakaras HaKarbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rekeach and the Pesukei Torah say, that you have to say Tachlon on Chamishos HaBe'av because Bakum Megillas Tainus, and you're not permitted to celebrate any longer. And the Hakaras HaMikdash, that since the only thing we do is believe our Tachlon, no, Jesus fell. So that's not a celebration. Unless you do something extra special, unless you really do some kind of a celebration, I'm sure as well. Then it's not a problem about Megillas Tainus. Yeah, I don't know. That's the Mishnah says that was the time they make weddings. Not necessarily because that's a historical commemoration. The Mishnah says because years ago, that's when the Bnei Binyam found their Shidduch. Not so much because it's a yontif. They made it a yontif because people were getting married then. Why did they get married? Because like July 4th, like hey, it's a historical date. That's not a violation of Megillas Tainus. You're not making it as a religious holiday. You're making it as a shidduchim weekend, singles weekend. It's a different thing. It's not no religious significance. And once the people get married, then it has religious significance. They got married. Let's say somebody's in Avelis, and the last day of Shloshim is going to be on Sunday morning. And on Sunday morning, he'll be allowed to take a haircut based on the klal of mikseh and kukula, so the shloshim will be over. So would you allow that person to take a haircut on Friday, on the Shabbos? Is it the Beis said no? According to the explanation that the original Akron gave, that if like Vayla falls out on Sunday, you're allowed to put like Vayla is a Yontif, Yontif is a Matir. Yontif breaks up the Shlosh, breaks up the Shlosh, Yontif is a Matir. He's part of these two, he breaks these two. That we understand why it only applies if Yontif is. It's going to be like Vayla is going to be on Sunday, so Yontif. It's just that the Avelis is going to come to an end on Sunday morning, the wake of Sunday morning. It didn't come to an end on Friday yet. Shalas, if you're like Abshlami Pfluger, says that the reason why you're allowed to take your haircut on Friday is because of the deal he's going for Shabbos. If they take your haircut only on Sunday, not on Friday, Chulei, then why doesn't it apply to every case we have Yom Shloshim is on Sunday? That's a Mechurish Adin Shalvar. In your day, that you're not allowed to take your haircut. So the answer is, what do you mean? That's not if he's going for Shabbos. The deal is that Shabbos is not Matah Shloshim, and Yom Shloshim is over, then it's good to take your haircut. Why does that? If the Shloshim is over on Sunday morning, what's going to be going for Shabbos? The deal is that during Avelis on Shloshim, the person is not allowed to take a haircut even for Shabbos. The deal is serious, it's not so high, the deal is serious. I mean, the deal is serious, it's the Toy Shabbos, you're going to be looking to take a haircut. You're looking to shave. I mean, the thing is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishayim at the end of Titus. The Shabbos, if you want to take a haircut and to shave, look over Shabbos in the middle of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. The Mishnah says in the 9 days, you're not allowed to take a haircut. And then the Rishayim say, and the Mishnah says, the covered Shabbos, everything is with them. And the Rishayim say, but we have a minute to hold Shabbos and close them. They say, since we don't take a haircut every Friday anyway, and sometimes we come into Shabbos with no hair, we don't need to look in, don't worry about it. So we'll treat the 9 days like such a Shabbos that we were busy, like a Friday that we were busy, we didn't have a chance to take a haircut. But let's say the Gabi shaving, whoever comes to the Shabbos with that shaving. That's why many times are shaving in the 9 days of Kavod Shabbos. She's going to be Mutter. She's going to be Mechuyev Kavod Shabbos. Because the Mishnah says that the shaving of Kavod Shabbos is Mutter. The Mishnah says the reason why we don't do it is because we don't always take a haircut of Kavod Shabbos. We don't always trim our beards. But that's true. The Gabi haircut, a lot of times people don't take a haircut. Shaving, who doesn't shave the Kavod Shabbos? So the middle of fear is also like that. Let's say the Kavod Shabbos, that's what Shlomo Zogim is. She better be mutter to shave and take a haircut to Kavod Shabbos. Well, the Maisa, since we don't always take haircuts to Kavod Shabbos, all year long we don't take a haircut every Friday. Sometimes a guy talking needs a haircut, and he still doesn't, he waits till next week. He doesn't take a haircut to Kavod Shabbos. But since sometimes we're not always makbid about that, so in the middle of Sphere, we're makbid not to take the haircut. But if he's going to take the haircut, we'll cover it like Weimar on Sunday. He should have taken a haircut. He should have been allowed to take a haircut to Kavod Shabbos also. Except that we're not always makbid on haircuts. Then this Friday he should definitely take his haircut to Kavod Shabbos. As the Shalat Pankar Shlomo Kuvis Cheshbon, it should come out that even those people who don't shave the Kavod Shabbos, who don't shave in Tzvira, should have definitely shaved the Kavod Shabbos. That's what he means. Since he doesn't always shave the Kavod Shabbos, at this time he shouldn't. Everybody always shaves the Kavod Shabbos. Haircuts you don't always take the Kavod Shabbos. Shlomo Kuvis is assuming that Nikra did it's really mutter the Kavod Shabbos to take a haircut and to shave. And if you use the heter only for lakvayma, not for Shabbos, that'll be a zilzul for Shabbos. If you're not using the heter, that's really near. But when is it a zilzul? If there really is a heter, if there's no heter, let's say in the middle of Shloshim for real, there's no heter, so then it's not a zilzul for Kavod Shabbos. It's the same answer that the Rishonim gives, the Hakos Hashri gives in Tainis, to Gabi the 9 days, because we don't always take a haircut. But a shave, everybody always does. That's why many Tainis. They say in the Chavos Chaim Yeshiva, the shave in Forest Hills, that was founded by who? Don't mention. They say there that he learned in Radin by the Chavos Chaim. He claimed that in Radin they would all shave in Cyril the Kavod Shabbos. Wasn't there? There's no correct. It's true.
Shabbos,
it's only when it's next, right next to Lag Omer, something that happens through later or long. I don't say like a zilzul for Shabbos,
you
don't shave because for Yom Tov 3 months ago you just shave.
Right.
That's as far as it's not. It's not necessarily designed for Shabbos, not having shaved.
Right, but
Shlomo Kluge says it's only a design for Shabbos. If Lag Omer is on Sunday, you shave for Lag Omer, not for Shabbos, then it's a zilzul. If we require you have to shave for Shabbos. But the question is, so what's the heter to shave for Shabbos though? But if the din says that you're not allowed to take a haircut, so you're not allowed to. So he probably means to say that Nikra din, you can always take a haircut and cover Shabbos in the middle of Sfira. But Makamitzah is Mutter. So Taka, why don't we always take a haircut and cover Shabbos? So the answer is like the Rishonim say, in Tainus, like Taka Osashi says in Tainus. But even though the Mishnah says that the Kod Shabbos is Mutter to wash clothes and the Kod Shabbos is Mutter to take a haircut, but since we're not always Makamitzah to take a haircut every time we need one, even though it's the Kod Shabbos, so in the 9 days we shouldn't do it. So in Sfira we also shouldn't do it. Like Nikra din, it should have been Mutter. But let's say the Gabi shaving, that everybody always shaves the covered shop, no one ever compares it unless he has a blackout or something. Unless he doesn't have a shaver, unless he's broken or something like that. So then, since everybody always shaves the covered shop, haircut not always, but shaving always, yeah. So then I thought that you should do even in the 9 days in during sphere. Going to take over the shloshim, he says, you're going to take a haircut. Not supposed to take a haircut early in the morning. It's supposed to wait till as late as possible on haircut. To take the haircut. The whole method is only for young kids is modest. Wait till the latest time possible. If the heter on Friday, when my brain is on Sunday, is like the brain quotes from the Dark Emotion from the Maharid. Because it's a heter of young kids, then you should take it as late as possible. The only thing is if you wait too late, so the barbershop will be too crowded. All the yeshiva guys will be there, so you won't get your chance to get the haircut. But you should postpone till as late as possible when it's shot to get a haircut. Mashenikin, if you say the time of Avshalom Klugis and Gansin a different time, that Mikra didn't really move to take a haircut for Shabbos. But the meaning is that we don't. So if you're going to use the haircut for Lakvayim and not for Shabbos, when that one next to the other deals also for Shabbos, and therefore we say for Shabbos you should. When the point of Shlomo Tzum, the head of the Kod Shabbos, and the Kod Shabbos, the Gemara says in Rosary, they have the dark in the morning, which the Bura says in the beginning of the Shabbos, that the mitzvah to do hachonet, for Ayyavir Mashish, for Hinnah, for Shayaviyu, the mitzvah, the Yikas Mara, the mitzvah is not Thursday night, it's not Friday evening, the Yikas Mara, the mitzvah, for Ayyavir Mashish, for Hinnah, for Shayaviyu, it's Friday in the morning. I think he wants to say before it's Mansfila, before it's Mankrishna, before it's Mansfila. There's more than a should be able to go shopping with Kod Shabbos before you daven. No. The mitzvah to go to the bakery to get the challahs for Shabbos, you should go early on Friday morning. You shouldn't do the hachanas late. You shouldn't do the hachanas Thursday night or Friday afternoon. Make a mitzvah Friday in the morning. If it's like a Shlomo Kluger says that the head to take a haircut this Friday is the Kod Shabbos, or any Friday, when you take a haircut with Kod Shabbos, it's about the time that Gemara Nozzi says. Proper time to take the haircut is Friday morning, not Friday afternoon. Before I have my place, I have a nausea hold on. When does a nausea hold on, I'll take the haircut. So one time instead, once every week.
Torah says, Avshalom and Adir Adamari. Avshalom is not a David, but an Adir Adamari. Avshalom? Everybody took a haircut of close Shabbos. All of Nei HaMelech, all of Dog HaMelech's sons took a haircut for Shabbos. Avshalom also took a haircut. So what's the difference between Avshalom and the other two? No, the difference is that the other brothers took the haircut Friday morning. Avshalom took the haircut Friday afternoon. What does that mean? The first of Shad is that Hashem could take the haircut before he brought his korban. Now, the brother was only wanted to take a haircut there, Shad is what Hashem is, if he brings korban. If he doesn't bring, so then nothing. And then his hair grew long because he didn't bring korban. But if he would have wanted to, he could have brought korban, then he would have been mutter to take a haircut. And that's what some Rishonim say to Rosh on the side of the Gemara says. And that's going to be Friday afternoon. The others can take it whenever they want, and he can only take the haircut after first bringing the korban. And other Rishonim say no. Friday morning, it doesn't really mean they can take the brothers to take the haircut whenever they wanted. They didn't have to wait to bring a carbon first. It means Dafke Friday morning to Dafke. But the Nitzvah Hachanas, which was Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafke is preferable to be fulfilled on Friday morning. But Dafke on Friday morning. That's it. You would have hinted all. That's what they say. You would have. What is hinted all? Rashi says, Hindu. The air is pushy. What is air is pushy? Ethiopia. This sounds like India. Hinted all sounds like India. Kush Matargimin on Hindavor. That means India. Whatever, he'll give an advice. This fellow with an operation is Gaia. I used to call him the Jewish Indian. You the Hindavor. The Jewish Indian. Here Shayla Yoshna. He died in Yoshna. He never had any children after he was his Gaia. So what's the law of his, if he has such, if he has an Evi Knaini? What's the law of that thing if a Gershon Ekman and Yoshna died? What happened to his wife? She doesn't need a get, no? The Ishtas Mataras Lashuk either with Mises Tafalo with the get. What happens to his property of the Gershom Ezmei Lo Yoshim? Becomes Hefka. His property becomes Hefka. What happens to his Eved Kanaini? He says Eved Kanaini also becomes Hefka. What's the Din Hamaf Kirabdo? Yotel Acher? Is it Tzorah Get Shir or Ein Tzorah Get Shir? Usually you have a double kinyan and you have a knaini, the Ramban and the reports explain earlier. That was not usually you have a double kinyan and then a knaini, you have a kinyan mom and you have a kinyan Easter. But you have a kinyan rabbi, here's the main thing, those are shin. So all of his property becomes after when he dies. So the kinyan mom and his papa. What happens to the kinyan Easter? One is Mach Karabda, what happens to the kinyan Easter or the other? So that's Mach Leib, it's Rabbi Shmuel in the middle of the kinyan. Mach Karabda, Yotzel Achayim, so I can't shechur, but the Adam still retains the king of Easter. So you have to free, that's the right of Shtar Shechur, to free the Eber and the king of Easter. Or I'm off God, the Adam of Cheres, and ain't so I get shechur. Once the king of Easter is Baka, the king of Easter also is Baka. This is the kind of Ipaskin. Ipaskin, I'm off God, the Adam of Cheres, and so I get shechur. And after all, he accomplishes the Ipaskin. The Adam of Cheres, the king of Easter, 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 the king of not a Makarab though, this was a Hefke Bal Korchoi. Yehuda hit the boy died, the Gershom Ezmei Lo Yoshim. All of his property becomes Hefke, including his Abad and Tanayim. So if the Abad and Tanayim becomes Hefke, who's going to give a Shtar Shifr? Nobody can give a Shtar Shifr. So they're stuck. So the Abad and are stuck. So the Gemara has a Makarab, one kid has a Makarab. So we task him, as Mar says in Hebrew, we task him that we task him like I'm a show. Place his book. Now, for him, I'm an hour. Place his book. He's going to be done by the test. Task him. I'm not like I'm a show. What does Abishol have to say over there? What does Abishol say? That we have a din, lol on the isha. How do you know that every time he goes three like this, that's so good? You don't have lol on the isha, because it's possible to say, the priest says, you know, Kukshul and Nikam, lol. After that, it does, Kukshul and Nikam, or after that, it does, she wasn't lived beside the Kesef, Kukshul and Nikam, or she wasn't in Shtakar, or I, they start, it was lol on the isha. So just like you're learning how to exert Shavu Lola B'Yisho, so you learn how to begin with Shibwa and Ishtar, Tashibu, so you learn how to Lola B'Yisho, another din. So just like in Yisho is Yotze, either with Mitzvah Sabal or with the Yed, so the plan is Yotze Lecher is either with Mitzvah Sabal or with Ishtar Shibu. How could that be Mitzvah Sabal? I have to tell you that the Yerushalayim is not here. My children are the Yerushim, so they're the Baal. So there is no Misa Baal. But if you would have truly a real Misa Baal, the Aino, if you have a Yerushim, there's no Yerushim. And when he dies, that's a truly Misa Baal. There's no Baal now. The Baal is mamish dead. But then I learn that Lola Meisho. Just like by Nisha, let's say when I die. So why does my wife go out? She's allowed to marry whomever she wants. Because it's Misa Baal. Why not say she goes to be Yerushim? She goes to be Yerushim. There's no thing in Misha wife. That's why it's called Misa Baal. I never heard anybody, there isn't in Yerusha. That's not Misa Baal. The Baal didn't die. Unless it's a Yerusha, may say a Yerusha, then it is Misa Baal. So it's the same as a husband and a wife. That whenever there is a real Misa Baal, because the wife can't go to Yerusha. But a Yerusha may say a Yerusha, the other can't go to Yerusha to anybody. So you have Misa Baal. So Misa Baal is Moisi. What does it mean that Misa Baal is Moisi? What does that mean exactly, Misa Baal is Moisi? All of his property becomes after. And everybody grabs whatever he left off. Everything is after, something grabs. All you were handed about it. And he left over about this sign. What happens to the about this sign? They can go to many times and cut off the first. That comment says, everybody gets in the Harris. That's the parents are constant. That's long on the Isha, but just like by Isha. The Isha is going to the Harris either with Get Shifru or with Mrs. Abbas. Like saying, long on the Isha, the McNighty is going to the Harris. The Isha is not going to the Harris. The Isha is with Harris not sure. Either Mrs. Abbas like yet, but the McNighty is going to the Harris. Either with Mrs. Abbas or with the Shashi. That's the full Jerash of long on the Isha. There is no good. It's a good depth for the Tanakhama says, you don't have long on the Isha. Abishol says, the Tanakhama holds the same thing, the same thing, the doesn't matter whether the Yavarim Klein, about their Bar Mitzvah, or before Bar Mitzvah, Kotnik, before Bar Mitzvah, the Kotnik, after Bar Mitzvah, Tanu Hakum Nechar, but not offer them, he's not bow, he's not a chakra, like Lola Meish. And Tezis goes to the Gemara, he says, Rabbi Yechen and Paskin, like the Tanakhama, Yochid Virab, Malach, and Rami Paskin, like the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shua, then Levi, and Gidden, not on the test, Paskin, like Abishol. And he says, therefore, we should also pass him like Abishol. The Rabbi passed him like Abishol. Why? Why should you all of a sudden pass him like Abishol against the Tanakam just because of the Shul? And maybe pass him against the Yechon like that? The place is Pashul like the cloud. Even though we have a ruling that Halach for Rabbi Yechon and Bechol Mokroni, never Rabbi Yechon and Arjun with Echad, but the Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, the Dinah is like Rabbi Yechon with three exceptions. Right? That's the Gemara and Hakurim. So the cloud is in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham calls the cloud. Halacha Rabbi Yechon and Neged Bnei Doro. Never Rabbi Yechon disagrees with anybody else in his generation, he passed the Rabbi Yechon. With the one exception, Tesis claims of Rabbi Shulchan Levi. Whenever he fights with Rabbi Shulchan Levi, he's bigger and he wins. He beats him up. Rabbi Shulchan Levi wins against Rabbi Yechon. How do Tesis know that Rabbi Shulchan Levi wins? So they have a Gemara in Megillah. So there's a Machlegi that Rabbi Shulchan Levi. The din is that Malam HaKodesh Velei Merim. You're not allowed to take, let's say, we discuss, you're not allowed to take the men's shul to make an Ezra's notion out of it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah is Moshe, Malam HaKodesh Velei Merim. So what happens is you have a shul, you want to make it into a men's bench, you have a men's bench, you want to make it into a shul, which has a higher degree of Kedusha. Torah and Tefillah. This Kedush has more Kedusha than a Bez HaKnesset, but he's got it. In the Gila, that's what Zion. Rabbi Yechon says they sometimes would think about those things on Medish, and the Torah seems to assume there that the Halacha is, the Torah is assuming that the Halacha is like the Mishnah Gedolei. The Medish says, why do they assume so? Would it be a nice thing about that? Despite the fact that Allah and Rabbi Yechon neged b'nei Dora against Rish Lakish and against Rav and against Shmuel, and one of the Mishnah, against one of B'nai Doro, but then Allah Rabbi Yechon against B'nai Doro with the one exception of the Shul Kabeh. So then he is Shul the Pasma like Abba Shul, but the Shul Kabeh who speaks that one test Pasma like Abba Shul. Even though Rabbi Yechon Pasma like Tanah Kabeh, Shul Kabeh Pasma like Abba Shul. Let's say the din is like Abba Shul. Look, Tehid says, and the Rambam says, and the Yeridei says, and the Chesh Mishpat says, everybody says, the Ayin Mishpat Eisau, the Rambam and the Yeridei, and the Chesh Mishpat and the Tehid. What does Abba Shaul say? He doesn't even tell us that if I stand until I'm asking to answer off of it. I need to distinguish that the Torah has trouble with it. How does Abba Shaul distinguish between the Torah and the Tanakh? You know that law of Aisha, just like Aisha, in the name of the Yed, in the name of the Sabah, so too, by the name of the Shtar Shifru, and there's also the name of the Sabah. Normally there is no Misa Baal because the Yorish is the Baal. So the former Baal died, but the present Baal didn't die. Let's say I sell you an Evacana, then I die. So you don't get the Evacana here to the Misa Baal. I'm a former Baal. So if I die, my Evacana goes to be Yerusha to my children. So also that's the death of the former Misa Baal. The former Baal, but it's not the present Baal. The present Baal is the Yorish. So that's why normally an Evacana does not grow the Heiris, but the Misa Sardom. But the Yerusha may say no Yorish, so there is no one else. He's the only Baal. It's real means to come out. That's why they're trying to come and make sense of the time. And if I was shown, how come it comes from the show? The show says that it's been deserted in time. So before I explain, this is a little bit in the other. Hakir means things that are in the clouds. It's a Shailin Ebenezer. What's the din of Eishes Elio? Right. Is it that the Mises HaBaal is the Matil Ashur? Well, there's no husband. There's no husband, so she's no longer an Eishes. Right.
So we're
going
to make
enough from
here, but then I'm not going to
be himself. He's asking that if the Eilim HaKonah asked him to tell him not to tell him, he is the one who is in the Tour. What if the Kotan is Higdil? The Gershom is mainly Yashma, has it, 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 has Shol and Tur quotes a machlekes about that point. Now that we pass Magabe Shol Aktanim, Kol HaMachlik Ben Zochabahem, so what happens, what's the deal in the following case? Nobody was Kodim Zochabah on the other because nobody wants it. And then the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah. Do you say that then he's Yotzei L'Cheres? Or do you say, no, that since at the time of Nisos HaAdol, he wasn't Nishtachrer, so he never becomes Nishtachrer the early boy. So Ramana Basman writes, he thinks that this depends on that Shaila that the Achronim raised. If Mises HaBaal is Matir, he says that Mises is Matir. So here, since Abishol held by the Khan, the Mises was not Matir B'Shaito. It's not Matir Lachas Mat. You don't have that. Not Kol Sukin Yomek. I can say the Mises HaBaal is Matir B'Shaka Lehem B'Knani Lachas Mat. It's not Meshacha now, it's not Meshacha later. He already died 3 years ago. But even say that Mises HaBaal is not a Matir. It's not Matir Mishal Ashur. If there's no husband, there's no husband to hear also. When the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah later, of course, Mother is a cousin, so can't be kind of the Yad, can't be kind of Atzmo, so he remains with the din of Eved. Of course, Mother is not Bar Mitzvah, he's not kind of Atzmo. And anyone else has a right to grant him to be kind of. But Abishol doesn't say, what's the din? If the Yad don't die now, no one is the cut on the kid, and then the cut becomes Bar Mitzvah. Is he Zeichen himself? Does he Yoytze Lecheres then or not? Does he become complete in Yishtacher? So those are the two opinions in the tour. So the Chana Rasmid claims that those two opinions in the tour represent the Shaila that the Achranim raised. That's exactly the Machlokes. What's the nature of the Tzitzit Shuvah? Nevertheless, assuming you're dying. the first Pesachuba, what's that shot? When they should tell you, it's the Teresh Lashukar. What's the halacha that Misa Baal is matir? Doesn't mean that the Misa is matir. Doesn't mean if there's no husband, so she can't be an Eishes Ish. So Rabbi Chanan says, that's the machlokes over here. That machlokes in the Rishonim, as far as a detailed point within Abishol, how do you explain the actual din of Abishol? So the din of Misa Baal is matir Misa Lashukar. The Nisha is another economy in the Telephone Shukr. And you learn that law on the Isha. I'm sure also the Telephone Shukr. Why does he need to take the Telephone Shukr? The Telephone Shukr is the Telephone Shukr. The Telephone Shukr is the Telephone Shukr. The Telephone Shukr. So the Gemara says that Fakir, the Abishol learns that also. Law on the Isha is the same as Isha. The Gemara is not the Telephone Shukr. I'm sure learned it out from Isha. So just like by Isha, Misa Tabal is Matir. So to Bayan, it Misa Tabal is Meshachri. But Misa Tabal is only Matir by Isha, when it's only a problem with the Kenyan Isha. Most you have is Isha, the husband. No Kenyan mom, and the husband doesn't have any violent moments over his wife. No, Ban says that he has a Kenyan Isha. He learns something like the Yeshua with the afternoon. Is there even a Kenyan Isha or not? But by another Kimaini, where in addition to the problem of Kenyan Isha, there's also a problem of Kenyan Mammon, and the Kofn Ne Lo Yad, the Kofn has Lo Yad to enjoy himself. That's what Abba Shol Tani and Tanin are not yet to the Kheiris with the Misa Soda. Because you can only learn out Lola Meisho, and the only problem involved is the Nikuda of the Isha Ben. If you have a problem of the Mammon, then you cannot learn out anything from Isha. Why? But Yerusha makes me no Yerushim, and he leaves a Ger, and he leaves an Eved Knaini Kotan. The Eved Knaini has a Kenyan Isser on him. What do you mean a Kenyan Isser? Who owns that Kenyan Isser? Kenyan Isser doesn't mean somebody owns it. No. No, by Kotan. The Tanakama holds that everything is Kotan. So just like Misa Sabal is Mata the Isha by Yeshis Fish, and Misa Sab Odom is completely Mishakra, the whole works. Everything is with it. And Abishol says, not true. Abishol says that only by Gedolim with a kind of Biyatma, Biyatma, Yad, is because Biyatma, so they make a Kinyan Yad on themselves. So since they make a Kinyan Yad on themselves, so they are already into the Heres, they own themselves in the. Doesn't mean that they own themselves as an Eved Knaini. A person can't own himself as an Eved Knaini. It means it makes a Kinyan to be Meshachar himself. Yeah, it makes a Kinyan on himself to be Meshachar, the status of the Kinyan Mammon. So just, since the problem of the Kenyan Mammon is resolved, is taken care of, so that when the Kleris HaKasa applies, that the Lord of Meisha, that the Kenyan Isha is also knocked off at the Misa Soda. But the Ketanim who don't have a Din of Kenyan Yad, Bikaina, Kotnei Lo Yad, therefore you don't say that he was Zeich of the Yatzmo to be Bikaina of his Shifu. So he remains an Eved Hefker. Like if I'm Afker a safe, I'm Afker a house. It's up for grabs. So this Eved Kotan remains an Eved with a Chalashem, Evan, and Kol HaKadim by Zachar. Whoever grabs it can be Kenan. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Lama says. If you all that have good Daf Lama, it's not Kenan. What's the question? Yeah, but the Gershom, they should be a Daf Lama. So there's a machlekes Abishol and the Chachamim. What's the din in this case? They all agree. That's what Gemara says. They both agree. Everybody agrees. And we learn out Lola Meisha. And the machlekes says, to what extent do you darsh Lola Meisha? So one sheet is Abu the Ger Kishto. The Abu is just like Nisha. Just like Nisha is Ger Kishto. Just like Nisha is the Teres Lashuk of Nisha Sabal. But the Abu is also in the Shtaka with the Nisha Son. And Abu Shol says, no. You learn that just like Isha. Just like by Isha, but there's no problem with Dini Mamanis. Just like by the Abu Shogol, but there's no problem with Dini Mamanis. But by an Abu Koton, where he's Engel Yadlis was the Yatmo, then I say that the Misa Sardan is not Meshachar his Kenyan Isha.
Does the Kanyan Isha have to be come himself or to remain not to come himself? Do you have someone else be come himself?
That's the two. That's the machlokes that the Tosfos has. The Tosfos has two pshat in the Rabbi Natan and the other Bali Atos, and all the other Rishonim against the Rabbi Natan. By the how to learn the Gemara. We'll have to learn the Gemara inside. I'm still learning more. What happened over here? Let's see again the story. I thought Beis and Beis. Rav Yudah hinted about Geshem Eish Vena Yoshma. Rav Cholash. What do you mean Cholash? He fainted. That's Gechalosh. That's a Yiddish. Cholash means he fainted. Cholash means he was a Goyse. Cholash means he got very sick. Cholash means he was very, very sick. All Mazutra the Shiyulibay. Mazutra came to be Mivaka Chola. Chazye, he saw him. Itakif Le Al-Matuva. Itakif Le Al-Matuva means he was a Goyse. Rashi says, Geis is Shanae Talamas, so he was about to die. And he was, Mazutra was interested in acquiring ownership of his Elif Nain. Amalei, Le'avdeis, and Mazutra told the Eved of this Gershon Ezven Yorshim, Shlofli Mesanoi, take off my shoes, Yamtinhu Le'beiso, and bring them to my home. For what purpose would that, would he do that? In order that that should serve as a Kenyan. Kenyan Chazaka. The Kenyan Chazaka between who and who? Kenyan Chazaka between who and who? Not that the Ger is telling the Avikaini to me, to Mazutra. No. I'm being Zeicha the Ger in a Hefker. When we learned the Mishnah, we said like that. Avikaini is into the case of Shtava Chazaka. There's two kinds of Avikaini. I own an Avikaini, I want to sell him to you. And another kind is the Goy wants to sell himself to me here as an Avikaini, to become my Avikaini. So that's what the story is over here. Not that the one who's about to die is selling his Evichnaini to me, Midaito. No, it's a Takif Le'amatufa. He said, Grace is ready, he doesn't know what's going on in the Chlom. He's not making a Haknor. But the minute he's going to die, his Evichnaini is going to become a Hefka. And if I don't do something fair, he'll be Yotel Echeris Le'gamre. So I am being Zeche in this Ebed that I should be paying him not from his Odo. He's Zeche in a Hefka before he ever has a chance to be Zeche himself. But the second that he does die, the second that the other dies, so then he no longer owns his Zebed. So the other has a chance to be good himself. Mazutra is going to. No, it's a prolonged my Sikinyan. The Zebed is in my service for a long time, for half an hour. I live half an hour away. Or let's make it 5 hours away. Whatever. And I know that Gershon Mace is going to die soon, within the next 5 hours. Yeah. Make sure that the guy dies during the time that the Eved is doing service for me. If he doesn't die, then the Kenyan is not good. So I won't own the Eved. Unless I was Kovish then. Unless I was Kovish him, so I own him by virtue of the fact of Kibush.
Okay,
so
this Eved, we have a choice actually. He can take me, no, I don't want to.
The problem that the Tosfos is going to talk about. What's going on here? When the Ozon dies and the Eved becomes Hefker, so why am I claiming this to the Eved? Why am I claiming the Eved? Let the Eved be perfectly? That's what we're going to have to learn the Gemara slowly over here. The Gemara tells the story was, Mazutra told the Eved to do some service for him, so that would be a Kenyan Chazoke. And an Eved Knein is nicknamed a Chazoke, not only if one Ozon sells the Eved Knein to another Ozon, I can be Zerch and Eved Knein even a Hefker, Yesh Meyai, and I'm going to be Zerch and Eved Knein. They can chazok. Like a gershim is veila yarshim, and his karka becomes hefker. So if I'll be later, but if I'm here, I'll make a fence around the karka that's hefker. That karka will belong to me. I'll be kainim and I'll be zeichim and a hefker. They can chazok. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm zeichim and have a knainim and a hefker. They can chazok. Is that legitimate? How does that work? Doesn't give money to the chayris the minute the other dies. Mar says, yeah, it is a problem. He could the only one version of the story is God Lahavu. One version has it that the Yadin was a Bakhtirpan. And it worked. Zephyrish Mavizu, Zephyrish Lachai. And the second Yehuda Hindabur died, then I got ownership of the Yadin. And before that, the Yadin has to be in my service the whole time, including the time after the death. The Iker is after the death, second after the death of the Yehuda Hindabur. And he could the only other version of the story was God Lahavu. But the Lokab was shown. Here you have the two pieces, whether it's the Lech Abishol or the Ki Abishol. This is going to require a little bit of explanation. Okay. Maybe we'll save this for the time. What's Sunday? Like, right now, there's a Shiva on Sunday?